Hello, my name is Kira, and I am the Bonfire Bruja. Thank you for joining me this week as we get into another conversation about witchcraft, magic, and invoking your personal power. I'm going to go get the fire lit, take a seat, relax, and just remember that you are responsible for the energy that you bring here today. Welcome, welcome back. I know I've been on a two-week hiatus that has been self-inflicted for the most part. I have been talking about, for a couple months now, some big changes and some stressors that have been going on, and it all came to a head. All of the planning and stressing got pushed into motion, and I can very happily say that it is pretty much all over right now. We, and I mean my family and I, did a cross-country move, which was incredibly stressful, but we have officially left Las Vegas and are now in the Midwest. I am currently standing on a balcony staring at nothing but forest and green grass. I'm hearing birds chirp. And all of the hard work and stress and planning and insanity has been absolutely worth everything. In addition to that, unfortunately, as soon as we arrived in our new home, I ended up with a head cold. You would not have been able to understand me for any part of an episode that I may have attempted to do. So I decided it was in my best interest to give myself some time, take a step back, and reflect and heal and get myself through. Obviously, I'm still sounding a little wonky, but I feel in the right spot to be able to do a new episode this week. So without further ado, this is this week's episode of the Bonfire Bruja. Welcome back, everyone. How are you? I am having an absolutely beautiful day. It is supposed to rain, and I am just staring at nothing but forest and green grass right now. So I feel 100% at peace right now. During my self-imposed 2 weeks off, I had the opportunity to do a lot of reflection and a lot of meditation, and I realized that there's different types of meditation. Very obviously, there is silent meditation where you are sitting with no thoughts, no external audio, no external noises other than what is naturally occurring around you. And that doesn't work for me. I need some sort of additional audio when I meditate. So there's two ways to go about this. Now, the first thing I do is reflective meditation. That's where I sit in the silence that I just mentioned, and I listen to what's going on around me, be it my children playing or bickering, members of my family speaking, or as I'm doing right now, just listening to the birds waking up. And I try to keep my mind as clear as possible, but I don't force it. I don't tell myself, keep your mind clear, keep your mind clear, because that does not work. What I do is I allow whatever thoughts come into my head to come. I don't react. I don't judge it. I just let the thought come. I see the facts of that thought. And then I let it go. And afterwards, I'll start journaling. And I take about 20 minutes to sit and do a reflective meditation. And I write out what came up. Why do I feel the way I feel about these things? What are the actual facts of the situation? Because once you remove the emotion and you're able to look at the actual facts, you're able to come up with a solution if need be. Or you could reflect on how you can proceed. come up with a plan of action, or you can realize that maybe you made a misjudgment and you weren't accurately viewing the situation. And if sometimes you need to make an apology for the way you initially reacted, then you're able to do so from a clear head instead of being wrapped up in all those emotions. The second type of meditation that I enjoy doing is guided meditation. Now, there's different types of guided meditation. There's different apps to be able to help you with. My favorite happens to be Insight Timer, and no, I am not getting paid for that recommendation. I was given this app by, actually, my therapist. She recommended it. It's a completely free app. And I started scrolling, and I found a program called Sentia Yoga, hosted by Sarah Robinson. Now, Sarah does a lot of witchcraft-based meditations, which I love. And not to mention, she has a British accent. She is from England, and I find that incredibly soothing. Now, I have mentioned her before, and she hosts on Sentia Yoga, there's the Wheel of the Year, going over the Sabbats and doing meditations like that. She does oracle card meditations as well, and there's one that is a mermaid oracle, which I'm actually not familiar with that deck, but I find them soothing because it allows me to not focus on the external, but just focus in the moment. Having someone make suggestions on what you should visualize and walk you through it, where you can start to see everything in your head, allows me to be able to shut off my brain far more than anything else, really. There's actually a meditation that she does called Sleep Goddess Sleep. I have never finished this meditation. I have always had headphones on over my head, and I'm laying in bed for it, and I think I've made it 4 minutes into the meditation before I am completely knocked out for the night. So why am I going over this? It's simple. When we ground, when we focus, because making sure your intentions are clear and making sure you're focused is vital in witchcraft, be it doing a spell, channeling energy, or anything of that nature. At the root of all of it is making sure not only your mind is clear, but your intentions are clear and concise. And there's different ways to do that. Now, there's many witches who will ground and cast a circle. For me, that doesn't work. Casting a circle just keeps everything out for me to be able to sit there. But once that circle is reversed, everything can come back at the exact same energy that it was at. And I don't want that. What I want is to be able to sit and accept things as they come and be able to reflect on them, which is why I'm not a witch who actually sits and grounds and casts a circle about the room. That doesn't work for me, but it might work for you. But being able to take time not only to sit and relax and become clear again, but it's also a form of self-care. And after the year we had this last year, in addition to trying to return back to normal or some sort of normalcy this year, meditating, reflecting, centering, grounding is what I truly believe we all need in this moment. Until I talk to you all next week, I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And remember to do everything within your power to craft a bewitching lifestyle. Do you want to be more involved in the Bonfire Bruja community? Go over to Instagram and find me, Bonfire_Bruja, Bruja. Or you can head on over to my website, bonfirebruja.com.